July 30th, right?
That's right.
All right.
U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell signed the agreement guaranteeing water rights for the White Mountain Apache tribe. Ronnie Lupe, the chairman of the tribe, says the availability of fresh water may be expected in Tucson, Phoenix, or other parts of the state, but not on the White Mountain Apache Reservation.
Imagine, in a not too distant future, a young child in a small village of Carrizo on our reservation stepping up to a kitchen sink and opening the faucet for a clean and refreshing drink of water. No longer will black water from old wells pour from that faucet.
The agreement sets aside $200 million for the planning, construction, and maintenance of a new water system, as well as an additional $78 million for rehabilitation of lakes and other projects. Secretary Jewell told Chairman Lupe that in the end, the agreement is about security.
What you have done and what the tribe has done working in concert with other partners is going to ensure that the tribe, as well as other residents in Arizona, have clean water for the next 100 years.
Arizona Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick helped to push the legislation through that made the final agreement possible. She grew up on the reservation and has memories of water problems.
We always had a big pan of water on the stove. It was water that had been boiled and we could drink from that. It wasn't until years later that I realized that in the rest of this country at that time, you could turn on a faucet, put a glass under, and drink that water.
The agreement is significant for places like Phoenix and Sholo also because they share water rights on the Salt River with the White Mountain Apache. The agreement spells out what all parties can expect when it comes to water supply. Retired U.S. Senator John Kyle was instrumental in getting the agreement pushed through. During his decades in federal office, he became known for working on water rights issues.
Unique among all of the experiences that I had in working with different tribes and various officials from the Department of Interior, the Bureau of Reclamation, and the various other state parties or stakeholders, is the fact that in this situation, a trust developed, which made success inevitable.
White Mountain Apache Chairman Lupe says the agreement is historic.
This water rights agreement is as important to the future survival of the White Mountain Apache tribe as the peace we negotiated with the United States Army in 1871 to remain on our Aboriginal land.
Nationwide, three other Indian rights agreements have been signed in the last year as a result of the 2010 federal legislation which made the White Mountain Apache Agreement possible. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.